Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival. This year, Fred is the official online radio station of Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Deepak Rauniar, who is presenting his film White Sun. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
So very quickly, would you be able to tell us about the story of the film and also perhaps introduce us to the socio-political kind of context of the film too?
Nepal, we had like a decade-long civil war, which lasted until 2006. And we had like now 10 years of peace process. So film is set on the backdrop of that and represents of three generations of current society now. The society, like children that came out of the war, a generation after the war, and elders who were before the war and had something kind of thinking, and people of my generation who believed in, like some people, like a character like Agni, who really believed that it could change the society, fighting for the Maoist. So it's kind of like a film that brings three generations together and explores the exchange between them.
Yeah. And in terms of the story, like for instance, the story begins with a death, and then it touches on various traditions of the place. Why did you decide to kind of use these elements?
One thing I needed to create the exchange between these characters, like a grandfather and granddaughter, or like three generations of the exchange together, and death felt like a good way to like also to show the physicality of the struggle, because we went through several things and we're still going through several things, and that psychological difficulty, the conflict between us, had to be represented somehow in a physical way, and that felt like a right thing to do. Like brother death, like one of the reasons that our son has to come, they have to be together. There's not other reason that you have to be together to do something. Yeah. And death, yeah, for cremation, that you have to be together. And then when you are forced together, you have to exchange. You have to talk to each other. You have to work out together. So this is film about like trying to work together, making something happen. So death really helped on that one. And also I chose mountain to shoot the film to see that difficulty, physical difficulty, and explore the psychological and what we're going through to represent it that way.
Speaking of the mountain, of course it's a fantastic landscape, but was it difficult to shoot because of the actual place?
Yeah, of course, because once it is mountain, like you have no road and everything has to be carried out. We had like three small generators of 5 kb, but one generator needed at least 10 porters to carry. So one location, shifting one location to another, you can imagine like how difficult it is. And also, we happened to be shooting at the time where our only import border with India was closed. Wow. For several months. So we had no fuel, no cooking gas, and transportation was typically difficult. So even traveling from Kathmandu with all logistics to the location, and we had to like carry out everything to for at least 8 hours. Porter had to carry to the places, and it was all transportation and everything was difficult. Lifestyle was difficult, and we had like sometimes 80 people to feed with the cooking with the firewood. Really? So everything was slow and
difficult shoes. But then how did you work with the actors then in the midst of it all?
Actor, I always like improvising with them and collaborating with them. So all my films, what I have done is that I have collaborated with the actor and let them improvise. So I give them like scenario dialogue and let them like add on something. So I sit with them, like I have a script in English and I explain the dialogue, I let the dialogue and try to find out what dialogue suits for their tongue, what kind of movement will suit that character to express what he's going through or she is going through at that moment.
A collaboration then.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have, but it was fantastic talking to you, and thanks very much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.